At junior school, there was a wonderful teacher called Miss Ronan. She was tall and slim, but she'd been in an accident and lost all her hair, including eyebrows and lashes, and her facial skin was badly scarred. She was brave to teach curious young children who hadn't yet learned sensitivity. They gossiped about her and made up unpleasant names and reasons for her irregular looks. She encouraged me to write, gave me good marks, and one day asked, "Is anybody in your family connected with books or the theatre?" Keen to please her, I lied. "Yes, Miss Ronan, an uncle back in Ireland." In a way, we supported each other. I was the only immigrant in my class, and nobody, including most of the teachers, could understand my Waterford accent. Both kids and teachers, apart from her, made fun of me, and I felt a sort of solidarity with Miss Ronan. Ironically, years later, I discovered that on my grandmother's side, I did have family who'd been historically associated with the Abbey Theatre in Dublin. When I said goodbye to Miss Ronan the summer term before I went up to high school, she hugged me before holding me at arm's length. "You can be a writer, if you want it enough," she said. At high school, an ex-Jesuit teacher, let's call him Glock, inspired me. He was charismatic and had a superhero build, with thick, dark hair untamed by any product. Behind his large glasses, his eyes were mischievous. He was my form teacher and head of English. He gave me books to read, talked to me about the nature of writing, and read us novels in serial form every Friday afternoon, last period. He was also in charge of caning boys who stepped over some line or other, and he did it in front of us in our classroom after registration. This was my first real glimmer of understanding the complexity of human beings, because one term, Glock read us Jekyll and Hyde, and I realised that he was also a dual character. Wonderfully supportive, knowledgeable, with passion for literature. But when he caned those boys, he was a monster, relishing the punishment, enjoying it. I found it hard to reconcile my admiration for him with this cane-wielding beast. These two very different teachers put the crazy notion into my head that the daughter of an Irish farm labourer and a servant could and should write books. And although it took me many years to submit my first short story, I always knew I would do it. And I continued to write, daily, because I would be letting them and myself down if I didn't. Writing is a difficult, solitary occupation. I can spend several years on a novel that is never published. A horrible, exhausting struggle, like a long bout of some painful illness, is George Orwell's description of writing a book. Maybe I'm a masochist, but I can't stop.